Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For the administration, Canon Laverty would be in the side chapel. I will be at the chancel steps, and please follow the directions of the church wardens. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. As we make our way from this service of Holy Communion, may we be focused on the things of God and on the needs of others, taking the emphasis off ourselves and placing it onto others to do what we can to assist. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all very much indeed for being with us on this glorious sunny Sunday morning, the bank holiday weekend. I do hope that you can all get benefit from the weather later on today. And to those who are commencing new schools and new classes during this coming week, go our prayerful good wishes to all. On Saturday, the Cumber Cancer Focus Group invite you to a coffee morning at Unicarville. That is Tony and Clodagh Reid's home at Cumber between 10 and 1. Admission is £5, and all the funds raised are going to Cancer Focus NI. And I really want to encourage you to go along to support this most worthy cause. There will be cake stalls and preserve stalls and ballots. And as we come together in the beautiful grounds of Unicarville, we know it so well when Tony and Clodagh have very generously given of their wonderful home and their grounds to fundraising events for us in St. Columba's. This is an opportunity for us to support those in such great need by making time in our busyness to go to support the Cumber Cancer Focus Group. So I encourage you to be there. Carolyn and I will be there on Saturday morning. Hope to see you as we give back something of what God has first given us to make a real difference to those in need of medical care, treatment, and support at this time. Next Sunday, it's an opportunity to invite your neighbours to come and join you here in St. Columba's. This is an initiative simply for you to give a personal invitation to those around you or to friends who you think might like to come along to be with us here for our all-age worship service. It will be followed by refreshments at the back of church, and hopefully if it's a nice day like today, we can be outside meeting our neighbours and doing so joyfully as we extend a warm welcome. So do remember to invite someone you know, a neighbour or someone nearby to be with you. All will be very welcome. We stand now for our final hymn.
Thank you.
cease to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.